This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Were they close to disaster in Indianapolis 7 weeks ago? Authorities there are investigating what that guy was doing with all those guns and why he was near the Women's March in Indianapolis with an AR-15 style rifle on that day back in January. The 22-year-old man, a citizen of Saudi Arabia, in this country illegally, has had gun charges filed against him in federal and state courts. The man entered the country through Washington's Dulles Airport 2 years ago, but his student visa was terminated last fall. He had been running a tire repair shop in Indy. Back on January 20th, Hyatt Regency Hotel security in Indianapolis alerted police after seeing guns in the man's car and after realizing that his room at the Hyatt overlooked the gathering area for the Women's March. More than 3,000 people would attend later that day. Flags are flying at half-staff today through Friday in Henry County, Missouri. They were lowered throughout the entire state of Missouri yesterday in tribute to fallen police officer Ryan Morton. At the officer's funeral service yesterday, his former minister said, "Ryan was real. He was authentic. He was not pretentious at all." Pastor Roger Brandt said Officer Ryan Morton was a servant. "It's not what he did. It's who he was," the pastor said. From This Week in Agribusiness, they honor the Prairie Farmer Master Farmers in Illinois tomorrow, not only for their farming careers, but what they've done in their individual communities. "I am most grateful they plan to include my name on the list of honorary Master Farmers." Steve Alexander will be here with you on the broadcast for me tomorrow. In some parts of the country, certain old TV shows still have a huge local following. For example, in the region around Raleigh, North Carolina, The Andy Griffith Show, which featured the small-town sheriff in that state and often mentioned Raleigh, still runs on local TV. And in the Cincinnati region, many local folks are thrilled that WKRP in Cincinnati is coming back. That situation comedy from, well, almost 40 years ago ran for only 4 years. But people in that tri-state area of Cincinnati will get to see it again on local TV by way of MeTV come April. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.